Some of you may know that Israel acquired or occupied the West Bank and Gaza in June 1967. But it's still said that the reason Israel went to war in June 1967, that is the aftermath, they acquired Gaza and the West Bank. The reason they went to war was because, as the famous Israeli foreign minister put it, Abba Eben, he said it was a case of to live or to die. Israel was threatened with extinction in June 1967. It had no option except to retaliate. And then in the course of retaliation, it occupied the Gaza and the West Bank. How many of you have heard that story or are familiar with it? And June 67, it was to live or to die. Raise your hand so I'll know how many people are. Okay, good. So it's about, we estimate, about a third to a half. Well, it's a very dramatic story. The problem is it has very little to do with reality. The reality, as I understand it, and I'll be happy to document it, goes something like this. In May 1967, Israel was threatening to attack Syria and, in fact, had already taken a cabinet decision to attack Syria. Syria at that point was allied with Egypt, which was led by this fellow named Gamal Abdel Nasser. And when Nasser got wind of the fact that there was going to be an attack on Syria, his ally, he took basically two initiatives. Number one, he moved troops into the Sinai Peninsula, which borders Israel. And number two, a few weeks later, he declared a blockade of the Straits of Tehran, through which vessels headed for the Israeli port of port city of Eilat could no longer pass. At least that's what Nasser said. Those were the threats that Israel allegedly faced. In the real world, it's something like this. Abba Eben, he said that because of this blockade, Israel was forced to breathe with a single lung. It was a very dramatic image, but again, the reality did not live up to it, because leaving aside a half dozen other points, the fact is, after a couple of days, there was no blockade of the Straits of Tehran. Nasser was letting vessels pass through. Like many an Arab leader, Mr. Nasser was a windbag. He talked more than he did, and he was threatening the blockade, but after about a couple of 2 to 3 days, there was no longer a blockade. And the Israelis acknowledged that the blockade, as they put it, was a secondary factor in their decision. Well, what about those Egyptian troops poised in the Sinai for an attack on Israel? Here the record is fairly clear, because Israel then, as now, can never do anything without a U.S. green light, or at least a yellow light. And so in May 1967, Israel sent its generals, its diplomats, and its intelligence people to the United States to try to convince the administration of Lyndon Johnson that we're about to be destroyed and we have to attack. Well, Johnson said, give us your data. Let's see what your intelligence information is. And they fed all the data to Johnson, and then Johnson proceeded to take all of this data and give it to about a half dozen U.S. intelligence agencies. And all the U.S. intelligence agencies came back with the same two conclusions. Number one, the intelligence agency said, Nasser is not going to attack. There's no evidence that Nasser is going to attack. And number two, they concluded, if by some weird twist of fate he does attack, Johnson said to the Israelis, according to our intelligence, you will, and I'm quoting Johnson now, you will whip the hell out of them, which, as you know, is exactly what did happen a few days later.